Kyle Frazee is already up here before I asked. Boast in your Savior.
All right, I had the privilege of being raised in a home where I heard about Jesus and the gospel from an early age. I can't think of a time in my life where I didn't believe in Jesus. I've always believed that he was killed and he was raised from the dead and that he forgives sinners. However, around 9 months ago, I had serious doubts about my faith. Internally, my heart and my actions didn't line up with what I said I believed. I was thinking, if Jesus is my Savior, why doesn't it affect the way I live every single day? If the Bible really is God's word, why don't I have any desire to read it? I wrestled with if I really was a Christian. The words of Jesus in Matthew 7 kept ringing in my head. Jesus discusses the day of judgment and says that many will call on him in that day, Lord, Lord, but he responds that he never knew them. I wondered if this was me, if I claimed to know Jesus my whole life, but if I never really had saving faith. I kept praying relentlessly to God to let me know if I was really saved. During this time, I read a book by Rick Holland called Uneclipsing the Sun. He says, could it be that Jesus is part of your life and not the point of your life? You're wondering, why am I struggling? Could it be that you're simply trying to stop sinning without really ever starting to simply worship Jesus? This was exactly me for so long. Jesus had always been a part of my life, a big piece of my life, but he wasn't the point of my life. I had kept trying to stop sinning on my own. I had prayed to God for help and would try to turn away from sin and my selfishness, but my reason for turning from sin was because I wanted to be rid of my guilt. I didn't actually want to worship Jesus or serve Jesus. Somewhere during this time of questioning my faith and continually praying to God for assurance of my salvation, God made a change in my heart. For so long, my prayers had been reserved. I would pray that I would be holy like Jesus, as long as my life didn't have to change completely. I wanted to stop sinning, but still keep living for myself. I wasn't submitting to Christ's authority in my life. God moved in my heart so that I was finally able to say that I want to be holy and I submit my whole life to Jesus Christ at whatever the cost. I want to worship him because he saved me from myself and from my sin. Since that point, there's been a change in my heart and my desires. One of the changes that I saw right away was the desire to read the Bible. I can say now that I have a desire to know God through his word that I didn't have before. I'm excited to read his word every day, and that's really given me assurance of my faith just through this genuine desire to know him. One of the struggles I have looking back is trying to figure out if I was really saved before these events. I don't know if I can answer that question. There were times, many times, where I remember repenting, praying for forgiveness, but my heart and my actions didn't reflect this repentance. I tried to run from sin without ever running to Christ. Jesus was always a part of my life, but I wasn't living for him. While I may not be able to answer the question if I was saved before, what I can say is that now I do have a genuine excitement for the gospel. Where before I would hear about the gospel and think, oh yeah, I understand that, let's move on to something else. Now I hear about Jesus' saving work on the cross, his atonement for my sin, and it excites my heart every day. I want to remind myself daily that Jesus died for me, and now I have peace with God through his work. I would like to read a verse that really explains who I am now in Christ. In Philippians 3:8, Paul says, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. I can now say with confidence that knowing Christ is the main focus of my life. As I look at my life now compared to before, one of the last changes that I see is just in how I view heaven. I always wanted to go to heaven because it's perfect and there's no sin and you don't die there. But I wasn't excited about it and I didn't want it to come anytime soon. But now I can say that I want to go to heaven because Jesus is there and I'm excitedly waiting for him to return. I can say, as the Apostle Paul says in Philippians, that all things are counted as loss to me so that I may gain Christ. He is my ultimate goal. Over the years, being in church, baptism has come up from time to time, and I always wanted to put it off. I knew deep down that I wasn't at a place in my life that I could profess in front of the church that I was saved because there were doubts in my heart. I always wanted to push it off until later when I felt closer to God. Well, now I'm able to stand here in front of the church and my family and friends and say that by the grace of God, Jesus is Lord of my life, and I look to him and him alone for my salvation. So I want to be baptized to be obedient to Christ's command to be baptized. But more than that, I want to profess that only through God's grace, I have died to my sin and been made clean and made alive through Christ's work on the cross. He has made a change in my heart, and I want to share that with the world.
Based on your testimony and profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.